flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Valentine's Day, Kansas City, the day of love. Grab your lover by the hand, and I won't finish that sentence. Shout out to the ladies' man, Leon Phelps.
I love that character on Saturday Night Live. I'm glad you know who he is. He's
yes,
so
sir.
Good.
Tim
I'm the ladies' man. Who is your all-time favorite Saturday Night Live character?
Farley.
Is it? Yeah, I don't even think about it. But like, as...
I mean, himself, every character he played was basically the same character.
Yeah.
The Chippendales dancer, Matt Foley.
Yeah. The Chippendales dancer was so good.
The commercial scene where they say, "Sir, did you realize that's not coffee?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "What?"
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Do you remember those commercials back in the 80s?
My problem is like, I follow a thing on Instagram called Everything Chris Farley.
Oh, really?
And okay. I just saw a thing today on Twitter. It's the Shooter McGavin account.
Yeah.
I think it is actually Christopher McDonald. It's the scene from Tommy Boy where he's taking David Spade and him back in the police car and they're high on nitrous.
Right, yeah.
And then he pulls over the middle of the highway.
That was high school, brother.
And he's like, do you have any idea how fast you were going? He goes, man, you lose track. I mean, 40, 50 tops, 7. You were going 7. And then he gives him his officer's name, Meoff.
Yes.
So I don't know, man. Like, if you were to go through it, I mean, Will Ferrell's up there. That's like my generation.
Yeah,
Will
Ferrell.
Sherry O'Terry, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan, like that whole thing. Tim Meadows.
Yep.
I remember going to see The Ladies' Man in theater and being like, this guy that's like, you know, mad about The Ladies' Man is pretty funny. Oh, that's Will Ferrell. I mean, that whole generation from like Sandler, that's another one.
That's my wheelhouse. It kind of got old. You went to college and some of the kind of stuff fades away and you don't watch it because you're out doing whatever it is in college.
Now
at
I
that
just
time,
watch the Weekend Update.
That's it.
I watched that. I know Taylor Swift's on this weekend.
Is she really on Saturday Night Live? Is Travis going to make an appearance on SNL? I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, she's on as a musician. I think it's either this Saturday or next Saturday, but it's like the 50th anniversary show continuing.
Right.
And then she's the musical guest.
That's why I ask, because the 50th anniversary stuff has been kind of cool to see and look back, make you realize how old
Saturday's
you are.
Saturday's the 16th.
We had Tim Meadows in a couple of years ago now. And I remember he came in, he was like very just like non, and then the microphone went on and, you know, it kind of like all of us in this business.
Wayne's
a
great in the office.
Yeah.
I want my baby.
He is. He's really good. No, Will Ferrell's always been like one of my guys that I looked at to kind of model my game after, if you will. Mm-hmm. One of my idols in the entertainment industry. Always love Will Ferrell. Right. He's gotten kind of old, but I love the PayPal commercials that he's back in right now, too, because those make me laugh. And I think they're hysterical. So you got the little reference in our text thread last night. I go, that was awesome. Right? do you think Mac understood that text last night? No, I don't think he did either.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, man.
Remember that time in 1999 when you put up 45 points in the first half? Yeah, I played.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome, man. man.
That was awesome.
There was
that time where you like did the cider rant.
That was awesome. But I actually did that on the air a couple of times. One time was there was an old Giants player named Gary Reasons, and he used to call Big 12 games on Fox Sports back in the day.
The moment you're describing was not awesome.
What's that?
The moment you were describing the text to us, that was not awesome.
No,
shocked for like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh man.
But the end result worked out, right?
The end result worked out, right? Anyways,
and so this Giants guy Gary player. Reasons, and if you Google Gary Reasons hit in Denver, it's one of the greatest football hits you will ever see. It's in the snow. It's at the goal line. It's against the Broncos. He goes up and just smashes the running back in the air. I mean, it's an incredible hit. And so he was doing like Big 12 football. We had him on. Remember that time he hit that guy in Denver? That was awesome, man. He goes, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I'm the one that laid the hit, man.
But I mean, it's one of the great hits that you'll ever see. So if you've never seen it, Google it, Gary Reasons in Denver, and watch that hit. You'll be like, oh my God, that'd probably be a penalty today for hitting somebody too hard.
That was back when America had hair on its chest.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we were eating raw meat, drinking eggs for breakfast when we could afford them. And, you know,
back
now
when eggs were $1.40 for 12.
I broke out the flat top last night and did some fried
rice.
Oh, it was a little thing. Well, the sun was still out when I did it. So
you cooked it like 5.
Yeah, right. Cooked about 4:30 because I knew I was like, it's going to get cold real fast, but I want to use it because I wanted to make some fried rice last night. Mm. Right. So I had some leftover rice, threw it on the flat top, put some shrimp in and some leftover salmon. Mm. Chef inspired seafood fried rice, right? And so I put 2 eggs in it, right? And they're eating it. They complain about everything, right? Yeah. It would have been better if you put an egg in it. I said, I did. I put in 2. I would have put in 4, but that was another $1.50 that I didn't have in spending on these damn eggs.
Is it Wagyu fried rice?
Right, yeah.
Wagyu.
So there it is. Eat your fried rice. And so they did.
The seafood fried rice. Isn't the salmon in it great?
It's really good.
Oh, it's insane, dude.
Yeah, Jen did a thing where she like flaked the entire filet of
and then
salmon.
Mixed it all.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was wonderful, man. Yeah, so I was happy to get out there a little bit yesterday.
That's awesome, man.
Don't look at Tuesday. Forecast.
I already see like -20 or something like that. Yeah,
the high is supposed to be a 6 on that day, right? In 2016, it was 76 degrees on that same day. Mm. 70 degrees colder we're going to be from what it was in 2016. So close the forecast and
So Saturday gets nasty about 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then Sunday is fine, and then the Arctic air moves in like Monday afternoon, and then like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is like the high is like the highest it gets is 10.
Yeah,
and those like 72 hours.
Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
You know, it's like what they say. Oh, computer's on. It's like what they say when it comes to this time of year. I can't. Is it not?
Is it not working? No computers. Computers don't work. There it is.
Okay.
In the words of Marshall Lynch, I'm tired of shit, America.
Shaq last night on the TNT pregame show. His words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired as blank. We getting fired anyway, Ernie. Yeah. F it.
I mean, that's one of the all-time great. I don't think he quit on the air, obviously, but that would be one of the all-time great quit moments, like that JetBlue flight attendant years ago put down the escape slide, grabbed the bottles of liquor, and slid down the slide and quit at the airport. Like, that's the way to go out. If Shaq's going to go out, that's the way to go out. But it's cable TV. You can say what you want unless Karen complains, right?
Right, yeah. Carrington?
Yes.
So, 2 things here to help you guys out today. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of you are fumbling around thinking, oh gosh, what do I get my wife or my girlfriend or my significant other for Valentine's Day last minute gift? I think she's going to give me too much stuff and I'm not going to get her enough. One, I will say, Prosecco is your best friend, fellas. Bottle of Prosecco, it goes a long way. They'll love it. Get it in the fridge quickly, get it chilled. And then text us your significant other's name.
Yeah, we'll shout them out.
We'll say it on the air. And you say, hey, babe, go to 96.5 The Fan. It helps us help you. Help us. We'll give your lady a shout out on the air today.
Yeah.
Or whoever your significant other is. It is Valentine's Day, the city of love. The other thing I think we can help with as we roll
and
in.
And I do have to get to Hy-Vee after the show because I got in the car this morning and there was a gift on my seat. So
uh-oh.
I'm like, ah, man.
Just wait. Yours is on the way.
That's right. Yeah.
And it might come Tuesday. Literally. Wow. So I think as we wrap this week up, which I think is the last week that we can kind of digest what we witnessed last Sunday. I was sitting at the house last night thinking to myself, man, a week ago today, we were at Sazerac.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting there tying it off, getting ready for the weekend that was getting ready to happen. I was like, that happened so fast.
So fast.
And this week has happened faster than I thought it would. And I think there's a way that, like, I've seen this loss affect different generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Nathan about this today because he's in the same age group as Mac.
Yep.
And Nathan with us today, not Max. So Mac's not here because he's so devastated with the loss.
It's unbelievable.
He cannot get over it. He's crushed.
Crushed.
I mean, to the point where crying yourself to sleep, upset.
Yeah. Like, he
didn't say a word to us after we left the Dome on Sunday. And I feel like maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm right. I'm wrong a lot. But I feel like your generation, Bob, mm-hmm. which is, you know, 10 years older than I am.
Right.
You're more appreciative of what this team has done the last 8 years.
Right.
Because where it came from. And this loss hurt. It stung. But by Tuesday morning, you were like, all right, let's look at the dates. Let's look at the, like, let's move forward. We have baseball around the corner. Even if that was kind of like, you know, a little bit of sarcasm, but it's there.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, it sucks. We'll move on. We'll be better. We have Mahomes. We have Andy Reid. And everything will be fine. Then there's my generation, you know, 37.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a generation of Chiefs fans where, like, when we grew up, when 2002 and 2003 happened, it was like, holy cow, here we go.
Right, right.
Like, as a kid in the 90s, we had to hear our dads bitch and moan about how we always lose in the playoffs. It's Marty ball. Like, I wasn't really coherent to all the details. I just knew that they ran the ball a lot, played really good defense, and then they fizzled out in the playoffs every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2002, 2003 happens when you have the offensive line, Priest Holmes, Dick Vermeil, all this stuff, Dante Hall.
Great
Trent
offense.
Green,
I mean, yeah.
Everything's awesome.
No defense.
And then I see them losing the playoffs. And at that point in my life, I'm crushed because I'm like, this is the best football team I've ever seen. I'm playing video games with all these players. I'm playing my first year of fantasy football. I have Trent Green, Priest Holmes, and Tony Gonzalez because I didn't know ESPN was Eastern time mm-hmm. at the time. So I get auto draft. I'm like infatuated with this team. I'm in love with this team. And they lose in the no punt game. And I'm like, this is terrible. And it took me a while because I was like, I don't know if they'll ever be that good again. And then they go through that stretch of like all the bad quarterbacks as I go through like my later teens, early 20 years. And then as I get to like my mid-20s, here comes Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. Like, we had Damon Heward, Brody Croyle, Brady
Quinn. I guess
Quinn.
Mid-30s for you would right. be Patrick Mahomes.
So. Yeah. So then, like, as I get to my, like, early to mid-30s, here comes Patrick Mahomes, where I've seen sports more often and I've experienced it more. And then there's the group that's like Nathan and Mac, who are 26, 27.
Who have no recollection of ever being a terrible organization.
Like, they remember 2012 and 2013. But since 2014, which was 11 years ago, they were 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you really, really, I would think
that's
you
kinda,
really
yeah,
start
you
to
do.
Understand the sports. Am I wrong by this take? And so you guys handle a little bit harder.
Yeah, I think
Nathan
the older
felt bad for us watching the game.
Oh, no, don't feel bad for us. We were at the Super Bowl,
man. He's like,
you
guys had that great week. You had to wait for that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm still not technically, like, really over it yet.
Yeah, it was still wonderful. Like, I was at the J yesterday. A lot of old guys at the J, right? And it wasn't even yesterday. It was Tuesday. They're like, ah, that sucked. At least we knew it was over early. We could move on with our lives. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of where I was at that point in time. The grieving process started for me kind of at halftime. And then, you know, I was good. And then we landed back in Kansas City on Monday afternoon. And I got really pissed. And then I woke up on Tuesday and I was okay. And I moved on because I take my own advice. I've been appreciating everything that we've been watching all along because I know, like, this isn't the norm. This is a very much not normal situation that we've been living through for the last 8 years, you know, in sports in Kansas City. And that's why I've been saying this since really 2014. Enjoy this ride because it eventually will end. Not saying this is over, but a loss derails things and people get freaked out. The older people are like, yeah, man, that's been great. Thank you so much for this ride. It's been so much fun. And then the younger generation, like your generation, is kind of like the players don't know how to handle this, right? The players didn't know how to handle getting popped in the mouth on Sunday. We know that for a fact. We saw that on the sideline. They're not used to it. And I think the younger generation is just used to going to Super Bowls and World Series and winning these things. Like John Sherman said, sometimes it's okay to be a wild card team, right? We got that last year with the Royals. Sometimes you're going to go to the playoffs and you're not going to win the whole thing. We've been very spoiled here in Kansas City that every time we've been in the postseason, we've either gone to the World Series or the Super Bowl just about every single time, right? Once with the Royals, we have it, and what, twice with the Chiefs. So it really has been an unrealistic run, quite frankly, in Kansas City sports. And that's why for years I've been saying, enjoy the moment, enjoy the moment, enjoy the moment. And I know it's hard when you're younger to truly enjoy the moment. But when you're older, like my age and older, everybody's like, man, this has just been a great run. So well, it's not a big deal. We lost. We've had great entertainment and we're going to be back next year.
I was not able to enjoy the moment, I wouldn't say. But I think, honestly, Bob, like being around your unrelenting optimism did calm me down on Sunday. I was able to step back and look at the run in its totality. I don't remember Marty Ball, but I do remember growing up having bad years, and when they would peak, when they would go to the playoffs, they weren't going to win the game.
Right.
They lost a no-punt game. They lost that weird game in Indianapolis where they showed up. They didn't even deserve to be there. They got their butts kicked.
Yeah, that was a weird game. Yeah.
Weird game. The Ravens game in Arrowhead Stadium a few years later where the Ravens just beat the absolute tar.
Yeah,
well,
Charlie Weiss
quit
at halftime and was eating pizza up at the pizzeria in the Northland before the game was over.
Even when Andy came in, he righted the ship. You could tell it was different. But still, when the Chiefs got to the playoffs, they didn't win the big
game. And then they had that game in Indianapolis where they blew a 28-point lead.
Andy Reid.
Reid's first year.
I mean, it was bad, man. It was really, really bad.
Those weird years at home against Pittsburgh and Tennessee where just the ball bounced funny ways. The gist that I got as a Chiefs fan growing up was maybe not the total misery you guys had, but it was the ball doesn't bounce our way in the key situations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was used to that sense of heartbreak a little bit. But I think on Sunday I got over it pretty quick. I didn't wake up on Monday upset.
Right.
But it was, I think, just from the sense of that team that I grew up watching was the team, the first team to get the chance to play for a three-peat. And gosh, I wish at least they would have shown up
and you thought you were going to get it done. And I still think it's the most devastating loss in franchise history because what was on the line? I mean, there's no question about it. And the way that it happened and kind of the way that the whole thing went down. But I was talking to somebody yesterday and he said, look, when I was growing up, man, he goes, be about 11:30 on a Sunday afternoon. And my dad would look at us, grab my uncle and the two of us, and we'd go to the game at 11:30 and walk right in and pick our seat because there was nobody at the games. Like, people forget, before Carl Peterson got here, this franchise was done. This was a dead franchise. I mean, George has told the story of the day of the game 7 of 85. I think the Chiefs were playing the Broncos or something because there was nobody in the stadium. We sat in a suite. We walked underneath, went and played a baseball game. There were more people at the World Series that night in a stadium that's half the size of a football stadium. So, like, this hasn't always been Mecca here in Kansas City when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's why, for me, for history, it's so important to see where you were and where you are. And if you look and you take the totality of everything that we've seen with this organization, these last 8 years have been blissful. And that's why I'm like, I'm not devastated about the loss because I have all these great memories of everything we've been through. And just talking to some people in the organization yesterday, we're going to get good, great memories going forward with this organization as well, because they ain't done yet, you know?
No, I don't. But I think that's just kind of how it kind of wills out, because I know from the text line and from people I talk to, there's different sorts of handling of the loss.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're at. I think this is the last day that everybody will kind of have this sort of like moment and get over it and move on from it. I'm Adam from the 913. Jerry is my beautiful wife. So shout out to Jerry, Adam's wife, on Valentine's Day. I'm 38. I was good by Tuesday. I'm 43. Lived through decades of mostly bad Mizzou, Royals, and Chiefs play. I value these years of Mahomes ball more than I can express.
Good.
From the 816. It's the greatest 6-year run in history.
Yep.
And then there's negativity.
Of course there is. Yeah. It's Friday, man. It's Valentine's Day.
They were never as good as their record showed this year. Didn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl, and we won't be next year. Their string of luck was cute, but it's over.
Okay,
let me ask you this.
Quit being a fan.
Right. Bob, so Dusty, as someone who didn't get to watch those other dynasties, did we talk about the 90s Cowboys and the 90s
and 80s
Niners?
No, because we didn't have
this
medium, and that's the thing that's so different about what we're living in now. There was no sports talk radio. There was no, blowhards
on
ESPN. No.
Did they get on there and say, these guys are lucky, it's cute?
They didn't have that kind of stuff back in the day, right? ESPN showed highlights. It's SportsCenter over and over again, game, then SportsCenter over. They didn't have the talking heads and everybody screaming. Like, the Chiefs are being more scrutinized than any other dynasty because of where we are in technology and media and society
and
as a whole.
At the time, baseball was the number one sport.
And baseball was the number
and
one
the
sport.
And the NBA was
man.
Still there. I mean, Jordan's still playing.
Everybody was talking about MJ. Everybody was talking about baseball back
and
in Dallas's those days.
And
Dallas's
run
know?
Was just kind of like the start of the NFL. Like, that's when it really started.
And
so.
And then you had the 49ers in the 90s, but, everybody talked about how good they were. But again, we didn't have the outlets that we have now where everybody's got an opinion. So you really didn't know what people were thinking.
And then they said Dynasty, their best player and the best player on the field fumbled the ball to cost them the game. So either way, Mahomes can mess up too. So can Jerry Rice. So can Tom Brady. He lost to Jake Plummer.
Yeah.
From the line, before we go to break, I know we're way late. I'm 29. I took the loss like a champ. Was upset for Super Bowl Sunday. Woke up the next day just realizing how fortunate we are. And Mahomes is only 29.
Yeah.
That's the optimism. And that's the love on the text line. Happy Valentine's Day coming up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty. We will dive into, nobody wants this guy. And it's pretty obvious why. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Ah,
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.